sets. Chicagoland, meet Mattress Firm. That's what we've been telling you. And now the deal is waiting you. Is waiting for you. And here's the one thing Mattress Firm guarantees. You go in there, just do mattressfirm.com. You find the store nearest you, and you'll find one. Believe me, you see them everywhere you go. You will find one. Get the closest one. Go in there, and you will always have the best deal on a mattress. They will give you the best deal. No matter what else, wherever else you look, whatever you bring them, you say, here's the deal. Nope. They will top it, and they'll do it right now. They're America's number one mattress retailer. Also, the home of America's most highly recommended mattresses. I told you, the Tempur-Pedic. So hurry in the Mattress Firm for the huge year-end savings right now on the best brands. The best brands. Sleep happy with 0% APR for 4 years as a bonus. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. We're getting more details on the contract the Cubs gave outfielder Jason Hayward. Hayward gets a $220 million signing bonus. That's all deferred. That's protected in case of a lockout. He also gets full no-trade protection until 2018, then limited protection through 2020. After that, he's 10-5 eligible. All of that according to CBS Sports' John Heyman. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer today talked about why the Cubs were willing to go the extra mile for Hayward.
Bringing in Jason is sort of a perfect solution for us. We get a guy that's an impact player right now. But we also get a guy that that fits in perfectly with that young core. So the fact that it could sort of serve both masters was something that was incredibly important to us. We could, you know, get younger and also get better.
Meanwhile, the Nats may be looking to move closer Jonathan Papelbon, but he won't be headed to the south side of Chicago. The White Sox are on Papelbon's no-trade list. The Cubs are on the list of teams he can be traded to without his consent. Yesterday, the Bears announced they play safety Antrel Roll on season-ending IR with a knee injury. So head coach John Fox, what happened?
It was probably a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. You know, obviously, it was a non-padded practice. It was a non-contact type of injury, and it was a sprained MCL.
Bears added Taco Teo Fabaluja to the 53-man roster in a corresponding move. Top draft pick Kevin White will remain on the PUP list for the rest of the season. His practice window is now closed, but the Bears say White's recovery is still on track. The team has the day off today. They'll start getting ready for Sunday's game in Minnesota on Wednesday. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Ravens have signed quarterback Ryan Mallett after he assured them he's received professional help for personal issues that caused him to be released by the Texans in October. The Colts say they don't know if Andrew Luck will play again in 2015 thanks to that lacerated kidney. And the Cowboys say they will not shut down Dez Bryant for the season despite lingering knee and ankle injuries. In hockey, the Blackhawks host the Avalanche tonight at the United Center. Corey Crawford gets a start and goal. Puck drops on that one tonight at 7:30. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's December sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hub Arkish.
Listen, we all love Robbie, and I hope he gets a chance to work it out. If he doesn't, I understand. But if you're going to cut him, before you cut him, you better cut Shea McClellan's ass, because I am tired of watching this crap.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hub is at Hub Arkish on Twitter, also runs at Shy Football, and he is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. ChicagoFootball.com is another place to find his work. Now, Hub, let me make sure that I got it correctly from your most recent column. When you insinuated, at least, that this coaching staff at this point, considering the way the season is going, would be well served to coax some more victories out of this Bears team. Is your faith wavering in the ability to motivate, of the players to listen? What is the concern? Why do you think that there must actually be wins still to come?
Well, I just think it's for improvement. I mean, you know, it's not that I'm looking for, just wins, Dan. I mean, you're 5-11 last year. You're trying to prove that you're a better football team this year. You only do that by winning more games and playing better football. And I think that everybody was convinced that they were a much better football team until these last two games. So, you know, you come home and you lose to Washington and San Francisco, teams that you probably should beat anywhere you play them, but particularly at home, they have shaken the faith of Bears Nation, of our audience, of our listeners. People are going to start to wonder now how much better this is than the disaster of last year. And I think they can end all that with a couple of impressive performances before the year ends.
So what is there, because I saw today that our buddy Dan Weider writing about this too, Hub, about the dejection setting in a little bit, that there's this feeling that with those two tough losses. I mean, how do you combat that? Is it just what you said? Hey, dudes, come on. We're better than this. Stay with me here. Because there seems like this idea that, you know, when you get to this point, you miss a couple kicks, and, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, my God, what could go wrong now?
Yeah, you know, nobody wants to have 3 weeks left to play for nothing but pride. You know, it's a horrible cliche. It's also a reality. And there's no NFL player that likes that. And so I haven't read Dan. Actually, Dan's going to join us on the air here at 20-7 tonight. So I will ask him.
He's a good guest,
for his take on it. But I just think that this team needs to end on an upbeat to not be where they were 1 year ago. Because for all the improvement, all the things that we're excited about, if they don't get another win or two, you know, some are going to argue that they're not any better than they were a year ago.
But they are, though. Don't we know that already? Regardless of record, don't we know that they're in a much better place?
Dan, the organization appears to be in a much better place. I don't know that the team is. I actually just finished writing this for our Thursday column, Thursday Answer. You know, there's four measuring sticks that I'm looking at here. One of them is at the front, and I'm starting on December 28th last year, which was Black Monday, when Phil Emery and Mark Justin were removed. And the four things that you knew you had to do was get better in the front office, find better talent, get better coaches, and win more football games. And you know, I know that they have, I'm sorry, and improve the locker room, not win more football games. So I know that they're better in the front office. I know that they're better on the coaching staff. I know they're better in the locker room. I can't honestly tell you as we talk right now that this 53-man roster is better than the 53-man roster that they finished with last year. I mean, if you think about it, there's definitely, I'm more encouraged by the young talent. I'm really more than cautiously optimistic about this first draft class. And then you can add to that Bryce Callahan, I like, who's an undrafted free agent. Bruce Gaston, I think, has a future, who's claimed off the Packers practice squad. So I think the young talent is better. But you look at the free agent group, as excited as we got about Pernell McPhee there for a few weeks, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
He's got plenty to prove now. I don't know if Antoine Roll's even going to be back. I think he probably will be, but he gave you nothing this year, and next year he's going to be 34. Eddie Royal, got to stay on the field. The only one-year prove-it contracts that you're excited about right now are probably Tracy Porter and Zach Miller, and you got to make sure you re-sign those two. So I think that they're going in the right direction because of the improvements in the front office, apparently talent evaluation, definitely the locker room is better. But are they more talented? Because one of those, that's the most important of the four things.
Yeah, I think Angelo Roll is done. I think that's it. So you roll the dice on some veteran free agents, Hubbin. I don't think they're the first team that kind of found that, yeah, they can't stay on the field. I mean, it's a difficult thing that, you obviously, you do have a couple guys that have played pretty well. But when you, I just find it interesting that those two games took so much out of you that you start to worry, even though you know that team last year wasn't close to anything. And you missed missed a couple chances. You missed a chance to win and a chance to tie. And you're that close. And again, neither one of those teams are very good. I agree with that. But it makes such a difference, doesn't it? I mean, you're not the only one that thinks that either. I mean, like I say, there's been this sort of tone set about, geez, I don't know where this team goes now. I mean, I'm just not sure anymore.
Well, this may be nothing but anecdotal, but I kind of stumbled into this today, and I find it interesting anecdotally, other way.
Sure.
Is that, we think about those 250-point disasters is where things just went completely to hell last year. You get hammered in New England, you take the week off, and you come back and you get hammered worse in Green Bay. But you know what happened after Green Bay? The Bears beat the Vikings and the Bucks, the two teams that are going to play in the next 2 weeks. And then it was Aaron Cromer who threw Cutler under the bus, and they went into the five-game tailspin at the end of the year. Now you've got the Vikings and Bucks again. They are both much improved over the teams that you beat last year. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons I see these two games as kind of pivotal in a lot of ways. They're measuring sticks that I'd like to see this team prove, hey, we are different. This is who we are. And I don't think close losses are going to help because they already did that with Minnesota once this year. I know the school of thought, hey, every game you win moves you further down in the draft. But, possibly we were talking about the awards last week, and I hadn't really thought about it much. And I came up with Trent Williams, the sixth pick in the draft. But it's also quite possible that Marcus Peters is going to be the defensive rookie of the year. And I think Kansas City took him in the low 20s, So,
yep.
Yeah, top 10 picks are nice. But if you're a good talent evaluator and you look at the bigger picture of things here, I don't want to lose football games to draft a couple picks higher if it convinces the guys that I'm working with now that we're not as good as we can be or should be. So it's just another reason. It's just a coincidence of these two teams coming again right where they came last year. And these two teams are better, and that's why I want to see how much better the Bears are.
And we've had our disagreements over whether or not Adam Gase was likely to leave as a head coach, but regardless of what we have previously discussed, has anything happened in these past 2 weeks to change the way you think about the head coaching prospects of either Gase or potentially Vic Fangio?
Yeah, I don't want to nitpick this, Dan. I don't think we disagree. I think we agree that Gase is going to get a head coaching job. I'm not so sure about Vic. I just wasn't sure it was going to be this year.
Oh, okay.
And so, again, you got to look. I mean, the offense is mediocre at best.
Yeah, it's been clunky weeks,
Any way you want to rank it. And now you're losing to these bad teams. And so if there's somebody out there who's in love with Adam Gase, then probably it doesn't matter, But I'll tell you what, Mike Shula couldn't be any hotter right now in Carolina. You look at the job that Ben McAdoo has done in New York. There are other names out there. We're just hearing the names we're worried about here in Chicago. So I know that there are some teams that are going to like Adam Gase. And as a matter of fact, the one I keep the closest eye on is San Francisco, because now I'm hearing that not only are they going to fire Tom Sula, but they might fire Trent Baalke too. And that would be a huge mistake by the owner, Jed York. But he's the one who came down to Gase or Tom Sula and chose Tom Sula. So if that whole thing opened up, that could be very interesting for Adam, and I hope it is, for his sake, not for the Bears' sake. But I do think that, you know, we'd be kidding if we didn't say that this certainly didn't help them the last 2 weeks. And as far as Fangio, I think Fangio, it's got to be the right situation. He's a known quantity. He reminds me so much of Bruce Arians 3 years ago. And so I don't think Vic will be, you know, a hot candidate getting five interviews if there's 11 jobs. But I think in the right situation, I felt all along that he might be the preferable choice right now as far as this year. And I'm not so sure that that's still not the case.
Yeah, you know, I just think these last 2 weeks offensively, Hub, have been so clunky, so hard to watch. And I know they came back and tied the game and everything. But, man, early on, you had nothing going on, and all of it looked out of time again. And the week before, it didn't look right. So, you know, because we complimented so much on just how it looked. It looked smooth. Yeah. It looked efficient. And it wasn't producing massive amounts of points. But it just looked like a real offense again. And now you've gone through 2 weeks where it's sort of like, I'm not sure exactly what is going on here or why it looks so bad. Why the clock is winding down to 2 seconds left and you can't quite figure it out anymore. It's just all troubling, but I still think Gase is pretty good, I guess.
I agree. I think he's good. I think he's going to be a head coach. But the other thing we saw last week for the first time was inconsistency, and I don't know where it came from, because it was the first time all year that Jeremy Langford got more snaps than Matt Forte, and yet Forte was the more effective of the two on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see Kadeem Carey. I mean, what, his ship arrived against San Francisco, and he got you into the end zone? And so now you come back this week, and he's not handling the ball, but he's getting more special teams. I don't understand that. The second week in a row, that bracket coverage, and again, Jeffrey made a couple big plays to add to the numbers, but it was effective again, and mm-hmm. they didn't have any real answers for it. And so I don't, you know, the one game did not hurt his head coaching prospects. But it was puzzling to me last week. It was the first week where I came away saying, not so sure I like what Adam Gase did this week.
Have any of your people seen the movie Concussion? And if so, have you gotten any reviews?
Actually, my people are going tomorrow night. There's a private screening for media at right down the street at River East there. So I haven't, but I will know, well, actually not until Thursday.
Okay.
But no, I haven't. I mean, I read the same thing as everybody else. How much of this is the studio? How much mm-hmm. of this is actually a good movie? I do know this. I know that it follows fairly. I'm told that it is fairly true to the true story. Obviously, you know, it's based on the true story. And so, in that regard, I don't know how bad it could be. It's just a question of how sensational they get with it.
Now, from what I've been told from people who have had eyes on it, is that Will Smith is very, very good. But because he's doing such a thick accent and you know it's Will Smith, it's hard to think that he's actually Bennett Omalu, yeah. as good a job as he does, and that even though it is all real, it's still written in a melodramatic way that mm-hmm. while it's not bad, and nobody's saying it's an awful movie, it's just that it's a movie and it feels very much like a movie the entire time.
Yeah, and I think just from watching the trailer, my fear is that what we're going to get is the movie-making aspect of it as opposed to telling the importance of the story. And I know you should never judge from a trailer, but I will say the guy they chose, I believe, to play Roger Goodell was a really poor choice. Go for it if you're going to do it. But again, that's not fair. I haven't seen the movie yet, so...
Well, I just, you know, I will see it in time, but I sort of agree with the whole concept of Will Smith. It just scares me a little bit because that's such a powerful actor, I'm not sure if any of it works. Hopefully some of it will, Hub. I mean, I'm sure it will, but there's just that little Hollywood aspect in it that it kind of bothers me. And the other thing that's weird to me, and we were talking about this yesterday. And I don't know about your buddies, I'm sure they have to be more aware that there's so many people at least Sunday talking about the movie, but they didn't know what was really going on until they saw the movie. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're professional sports guys. How could you not know a lot of the stuff that's been going on forever before you saw the movie?
Well, I will tell you guys this, and I marked this because I want to make sure we got to at least mention it tonight. I know that this is an important subject. On the sidelines last night, it was a really physical game, and I thought of, you know, I don't want to say well played. The Dolphins did a lot of dumb things, but what was interesting to me, five guys went into the concussion protocol during the course of the game, and only one of them was really obvious.
So at least these two teams last night, only really obvious to what you were watching, mm-hmm. you know, you saw the guy go down, you said, oh, that must be a concussion. There were five of them in the protocol last night. So at least last night, somebody was paying attention on both sides, and they were watching, and they were being very careful.
Well, you think we can, going into the protocol doesn't necessarily mean the diagnosis of a concussion. Because
no,
sometimes,
two of them
are watching.
Yeah, two of them returned to the game. So I don't know that they got it right. I just know that they were at least being cognizant of it. And at that point, you just either you trust the doctors or you don't. I don't know any of the medical personnel from these two teams. So,
when's the last time you remember a wide receiver as dynamic, spectacular, and productive, the whole package, as Odell Beckham?
I'm not sure I've seen one, Dan. We got in this conversation last night. Kevin Harlan made the comment in the late third, early fourth quarter that he thinks he's the best in the game right now. We didn't discuss it in the broadcast. Dan Fouts, I can't remember what his response was. We talked about it after. I don't know that Dez Bryant isn't the best, and forget personality and all the off-the-field stuff. I don't know that Dez Bryant isn't the best receiver in the game right now, but it is hard to argue against Beckham. And here's guys what caught me by surprise. He's a little guy. This is the first time I'd done one of his games. He is literally small. He's my size. I mean, he's obviously much better put together.
Well, not necessarily.
He can't run like you can run,
you know,
though.
We're not sure we believe
that. And I've
that.
Seen you do the whip and the nay-nay.
No, he is. They list him at 5'10". I don't think he's over 5'9". He's probably a legitimate 197, you know, maybe 200 pounds. But he is an absolute acrobat out there. It is unbelievable some of the stuff he does. And another little note and for those who didn't catch the pregame, I mentioned this. You know, last week, prior to last night's game, he broke Marcus Colston's all-time NFL record for most receptions by a receiver in his first two seasons. That was just through week 13. He had 169. Jarvis Landry, who was the starting wide receiver for the Dolphins, who was his teammate at LSU and started on the other side, they were both in last year's draft. Jarvis Landry is only seven catches behind him. Jarvis Landry has 162. He may take that record away from Beckham Jr. So as much as Beckham Jr. is a better player than Landry, you look at the two of them, you say, how did LSU not win a title?
He also, and I've seen some of the pregame stuff where he's putting on a show in the pregame stuff too, with the one-handed stuff, right?
Yeah, but here's the best thing, Terry. I got a great get at the end of the game. My outfield interview was Eli Manning. For some reason, TV didn't take him, and Eli was great. And as we were talking, Junior came over, and I talked to him for a minute when we got done. What an impressive young man. I mean, not just a football player. Bright, well-spoken, respectful of the game, of everybody around him. You know, some people just see the antics or the goofy shoes, you know, yeah. No, I'm really impressed by everything about that young man, not just that he's an incredible receiver.
Well, the reason I think there's some significance to the way he plays is if, in fact, the NFL, for whatever cynical reason, that's a debate for another time, if they feel that the game is going to be less of a collision sport, that it's just going to have fewer explosions of human flesh and bone, the only way to replace the wow factor is with the kind of stuff he's doing when it becomes basketball-y in that regard. And in the way Beckham, and I thought about actually writing something about this, that there's a postmodernism to him where you can see what football might be if there's more of him, if it isn't the wow hit, you know, the lights out hit, or these big concussive plays. That's what's next, is the acrobat, isn't it?
Well, it's an interesting point, and it could be, because it is just great fun to watch, but I don't know how many of these guys you can find. I mean, you know, when I say that Bryant may be the better overall receiver, it's because he's much bigger, stronger,
yeah.
He's probably faster, but he's certainly a different kind. I mean, I've never seen a number of the plays this guy makes. I mean, actually, I don't know how much of the game you guys saw last night, but he got an offensive pass interference call on about a 40-yard sideline route.
he caught that ball. I mean, forget the offensive pass interference. It was probably the right call. It wasn't a horrible, egregious thing that he did. But in the interim, the ball's flopping around and on his back rolling over. I don't know how he even found it. He caught the ball. Nobody even, I didn't really notice that because they saw the flag come out. It was one of the most unbelievable catches I've ever seen. And then, I mean, the first touchdown, not the second one, there wasn't a person in that building who thought he was inbound. And without that, by the way, another point, without that pylon camera, they don't overturn that. And so it was great use of that technology. And it was the first time I've seen where they actually had the pylon camera shot on the video boards in the stadium. So everybody knew.
All right, the Top Draft show tonight. Hub, a place where we have once done the Boers and Bernstein show, Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg. And you'll be joined by Mitch Unrein. Sounds like fun. Yeah, sounds
like it will be. I've got a great. I'm not going to give it away because I got to keep listeners for my show. I have an unbelievable Mitch Unrein stat. You don't think of your big defensive five techniques as having great stats that are not tackles or sacks, but got a great Mitch Unrein stat that we're going to go over with him tonight.
All right, Hub, we look forward to it, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow night when the kids will have at you.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
That is Hub Arkish. He is coming up from Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg.
Indeed, I know it.
6 o'clock. And also, Unrein is interesting because of his wife. He's married to an Olympic bronze medalist trap shooter.
Well, who isn't?
Be careful.
After the bottom of the hour, you are going to hear from Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs, who was with us earlier to talk about Jason Hayward and other Cubs things on the Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the Score. Spiegel.
Without McPhee on the field, I don't think there's a single guy out there who you got to bring back.
Golf.
When Robbie Gould, it was the three people who are roaming the inside of the Bears defense that you call linebacker.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Chris Sheridan, who has his own blog and has been covering the NBA for 20 years, says that Dwight Howard wants out of Houston. Dwight wants to start the Dwight Mayer Part 3. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Howard may not like the alpha, James Harden, but the truth is, offensively, he's just not one. And especially the way the game's officiated in the NBA, James Harden is a more important offensive player. We also can't expect Dwight Howard to understand what it's like to fit within the chemical makeup of a quality team. He never went to college, and he's never been accountable for any of his own flaws in both Orlando or in L.A. So Dwight wants out, because that's what players do these days. When the going gets tough, Billy Ocean may have said the tough get going, but the truth is they get going out of town. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
It's your last chance to donate for 2015.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car
now
today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
Recycler. Okay, guys, Christmas is coming, and it's time right now to go with this win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday, the super warm world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood, but better yet, that's the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday and tell them the score sent.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't miss the Scores Holiday Broadcast with Spiegel and Goff, Boers and Bernstein, and Lawrence Holmes. Live from the Under Armour brand house at Michigan and Ohio, where we'll be accepting donations of sports equipment and winter apparel to give back to the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago. See the new Under Armour brand house and give back this holiday season with Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station, brought to you by Under Armour brand house. Everything in their store will make you better. And by Lover's Lane.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs introduced outfielder Jason Hayward to the media this afternoon after signing him to an 8-year, $184 million deal. Hayward talked about what the Cubs had to do to convince him to come to Chicago despite bigger offers from other teams.
The Cubs being so young, having a great core of guys, and the intelligence of everyone involved saying that they want to be able to put that kind of group together going forward for a long time and have that core group, for me, that sold me.
Meanwhile, the White Sox's Jose Abreu is in Cuba with MLB's Goodwill delegation. Abreu will be reunited with his young son on this trip. It'll be the first time he's seen his son since he defected to the U.S. in 2013. Blackhawks host Colorado tonight at the United Center. Corey Crawford will get the start in goal. He's the reigning NHL First Star of the Week. Newly acquired defenseman Rob Scuderi will skate with Michael Roosevelt. He came to Chicago yesterday in a deal that sent Trevor Daley to Pittsburgh. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Bulls host the Grizzlies tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Chris Sheridan says the Bulls could be interested in acquiring center DeMarcus Cousins from Sacramento. Sheridan says the Kings are in listening mode for now, but have been told what would be available from the Bulls should they decide to make the trade. The Heat and Celtics are also reportedly interested in Cousins' services. Bears are off today before they start getting ready for Minnesota in earnest tomorrow. Top draft pick Kevin White will remain on the PUP list for the rest of the season. He won't play for the team until 2016. Yesterday, the Bears announced they've placed safety Antrel Roll on the PUP list due to a knee injury and moved tackle Teo Fabaluja to the 53-man roster. In college basketball, DePaul is at Stanford tonight. You can hear that game live on 670 The Score beginning at 7. Northwestern hosts Mississippi Valley State. From family-size Oreos and Edie's ice cream to Energizer products, Pete's coffee, Crocus ham, and more, you'll get sizzling savings on all your favorites with the MyMix Hot 20 from Jewel Osco. Download MyMix and clip today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Earlier today, the Cubs celebrated the official arrival of Jason Hayward and unveiled him in a press conference at Spiaggia Restaurant, after which Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer joined the Boers and Bernstein show. Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer on the Score. Hey, Jed.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing not as doing as well as you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. As expected, Jason was incredibly impressive and articulate, and I think you could see so many of the reasons that we wanted to bring him on board and add him to our group. I mean, he's obviously he's an exceptional player and a guy that we think will really help us in a lot of ways.
Was there a key moment in the recruitment process where you thought, okay, we have him now, or this is our chance, where you got an indication or you left with some good feeling after a call that it was headed in your direction?
Last week I think we started to get the sense that this guy might really have an affinity for us, and agents and players, obviously they're pretty adept at playing their cards close to the vest, as they should be. But we just had a feeling engaging us a lot, and there seems to be a lot of interest on both sides. And, given that the Cardinals were one of the teams involved, it would be very easy to keep us at arm's length. But, I think all the reasons he gave in the press conference make a lot of sense. I mean, when you're a 26-year-old free agent and you have a chance to join a group with all these guys that are 26 and younger and be part of that kind of group, I mean, as a player, I think that'd be a lot of fun, having all these guys that are, right in that age range. And obviously, listen, I think Chicago and Wrigley and the fan base and the potential to win, I think those things sell themselves to everybody. But I do think as a young hitter, I think it was really exciting for him to come here. And I really do think it feels good. Lackey and Zobrist were both really excited to join us, and so is Jason. And I think that people watch our team play. They know our manager is great to play for, and it's nice to be a preferred destination right now.
Yeah, and in other words, we were saying you're the king of woo. Really, it's kind of sells itself, though, right? You don't have to. You can kind of lay it out there, but really, it's kind of there. If a player is aware, you know what's going on here.
Yeah, I think we probably get way too much credit for that. I think that obviously the young group of players, it's something we're proud of and something that does sell itself. And obviously we do our recruiting, but I really do think that, the fan base and the ballpark and the city, and ironically our, 108 years of ineptitude, I mean, it really does. I mean, I always say it's ironic because, when we win one, that'll cease to be a selling point, and it's kind of funny that your best sales points would go away by winning. But we do have a lot of things that are in our favor when it comes to getting players, and Chicago should always be a destination place. I mean, what a better city to live in and play in the summer. And hey, we're fortunate that we can use that to recruit people.
Is the state of the art new clubhouse still on track to be ready? And is that something where you can put artist renderings in front of them and say, this is what your everyday workspace is going to look like, and have that be a new selling point?
Yeah, we did, and it's nice that now it's next year. We were talking to Lester last winter and talking to some other free agents last winter. At that point, it was very much in the conceptual stage. We could show renderings, but I think when anything is 18 months away, people probably raise an eyebrow to a certain extent. Now, it's nice now to know that, Jason's first game as a Cub, in Wrigley, is going to be in that new clubhouse. And he was really excited about it. He was asking a lot of questions. And, we were actually talking about it with them at lunch before the press conference. It has really been a fun process for us to go through, kind of looking at best practices from all sorts of different teams in baseball and other sports. And really, in a lot of ways, like some of the best ideas we probably came up with were actually from college facilities. I mean, these college facilities have gotten so good that we really spent a lot of time trying to come up with the right way to design it. We didn't just kind of go with the cookie cutter design for the whole space. And we think it's going to be pretty awesome, and I think players are going to love it. But it's from my perspective, it's actually been a fun process to go through.
Which colleges?
One place that has done a brilliant job is University of Oregon. With all their Nike money and Phil Knight, their facilities are really state of the art. So that was one place we looked at pretty carefully. We looked at some NFL teams. We toured all the different baseball facilities. But someone once said to me, a stolen idea can be as good as a new idea. And when you're going through this process, people have spent a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to come up with the best designs. And, we probably have some, our own unique touches on certain things, but a lot of them are just really good ideas other people had already.
Yeah, I think, the whole thing just, it sounds so easy, when you talk about just selling itself, but still, you guys have to put in your, it's not like, I don't mean to sound like, oh, hell, you can just lay this on anybody and say, well, yeah, this club, look at what this is going to be and the players we have here, but there's still a process that you have to do as well. It's not like everybody's calling you. You still have to do what you do.
Yeah, no question. And then, listen, I think that we, I think that when we look at our team and the position that the players and coaches put us in last year, I think it was sort of our job to keep on building on that, we're in a tough division. We're in a tough league. We got to remember we finished third last year in our division. 97 wins would have won every other division, but in our division it was third. And, in a lot of ways, we talked about the one-game playoff. The one-game playoff was an amazing experience, but also it was it sort of underscored just how fragile any one game is. And, I think there's a premium on winning your division and getting home field in the playoffs and being aggressive. And I think that's something we thought about a lot over the course of the winter.
Hayward is 6'5", 245, yet is still more of what I guess I would describe as a front foot hitter based on where his weight is when he makes contact. And I know other teams have thought of this and have seen this. This goes back to from the moment he was drafted, looking at his power potential and what's real and what is still untapped as far as that goes. Do you think there's any adjustment that could be made based on his size with his weight transfer to generate more pop, or do you not want to mess with something already this successful?
Yeah, I think that's a matter of getting to know him a little bit, getting a sense of what adjustments he wants to make, which things are things he feels really strongly about, and which things he doesn't. And I think that that's something we'll learn. He had 27 home runs in the second season in the big leagues, I believe. The power's in there. He certainly hits the ball exceptionally hard. Last year he, did a great job of, he struggled in April, and you look at his numbers after April, he really did a great job making contact, drawing walks, getting on base, and just being a all-around dynamic player. And, one of the beautiful things about signing a 26-year-old free agent is that most times when you sign a free agent, you know it's in the decline phase, and you're like, basically like hoping they maintain their current production. And in this case, you can actually dream on the fact that he may well have his best season. I mean, the PKH for most players is kind of 27, 28. This guy plays his next 2 years at 26, 27. So now that is a real advantage that you have when you hit the free agent market this young. And a significant part of why he was so appealing to us is not only the player he is, but also the age and the fact that he may well still be getting better.
Something baseball people have been talking about a lot, especially with the particular World Series winner this year and the way that the NLCS went down, is contact rate. That the way your team is designed to grind out at bats, to see a lot of pitches, and there are going to be a lot of strikeouts and also going to be a lot of walks and hopefully some stressed out opposing pitching staffs and some long games. But when the Mets were able to do what they did, getting some big strike zones, pitching backwards, and really throwing a lot of strikes, combined with the Royals showing people that, you know, you could also stress the defense by putting the ball in play, was this an anomalous season and are people just reading too much into it? Or do you want to have more balls in play in your lineup to go with some of your high strikeout, high walk guys?
I think it's a balance. I mean, I think that this is a copycat league. I think every sport at some level is a copycat, you know, sport. And I think that, you know, the Washington Royals play, I mean, they made a ton of contact. It was just a lot of fun to watch. You know, I think we kind of look at it as a balance. You know, you got to be careful, you know, to have too many players that are very similar. You know, we have a lot of power. We also have a lot of strikeouts. And that's something we were aware of. And, you know, as a result, we did struggle with guys in scoring position. I thought we struggled to score one run a lot. You know, we were pretty good at big innings. We were, you know, pretty good at blowing people out at times, but those close games when you're looking for a ground ball a second to score a run or a sack fly, you know, we had pockets of our lineup that couldn't really produce that. And you know, certainly getting Zobrist and getting Hayward add some contact ability. You know, I've said a bunch of times on the record that, listen, we're going to strike out. I mean, that's not going to go away. We have some guys in our lineup that are going to strike out. But at the same time, I do think it's balanced. You know, I don't think you want to be last in baseball in anything. We were last in contact rate, and that's something we did look to improve upon, while also maintaining the fact that we still, you know, still get on base and still really have the ability to strike quickly.
You know, I like the Royals comparison because goes back a number of years when we were out spring training and we were talking to them about them and about this group of young players who finally did come through, Jed, just like your guys have. I mean, you know, all the we heard about your prospects and all the guy we waited for to see these names become guys in actual uniforms in front of us, and it worked. I mean, I don't know how many times you can do that in baseball, but that team was built, you know, on that same premise that you guys have done, that, you know, they may not hit home runs, they don't really have that, but they have a bunch of guys, and a lot of them came through just like yours did, and everybody's sort of doubtful until it happens. Now nobody doubts you.
No, I think that's exactly right, and I'll be honest, and it had nothing to do with the fact that the Mets beat us, but you know, there was a part of me that was really rooting for the Royals because they built it up slowly. They went through a lot of difficult times in the process. Lost in game 7 the year before, and then ended up winning. It's such a great story because they did build it exactly the right way. You know, they built their team around their ballpark, and you know, their ballpark is huge, and balls just go to die in the gaps, and you know, outfield defense and making contact with how they built their team. You know, our ballpark, you know, I think in the summer, I think we all saw what we can do in that ballpark. So I think you always build your team around your surroundings. That isn't the particular best way for us to build a team the way they did. But I think we can definitely take some lessons away from what they did and get better.
Jed, we appreciate the time. I know it's an exciting day for you, and we hope there will be more to come here on these very airwaves. So thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Are you going to tweet anything about this?
No, I don't tweet. I've never sent a tweet in my life.
There won't be some magical tweet appearing on this
smart
special
guy.
Day. No.
No.
I don't control the retweeting of my ghost account, but I can say I've never sent a tweet out, that's for sure.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Jed.
All right, guys.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2255.
1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
The gift of holiday happiness, rich chocolatey brownies from Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like dark chocolate with a touch of sea salt, buttery maple toffee, and walnut chunk. They're ridiculously good. How good? Well, we had them last week, and they sure didn't last very long. But don't take my word for it. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your loved ones with some of the best brownies they'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients. That's pure bliss in every bite, and it is. To order and save 10%, use code 2222. Your gift comes specially packaged with a free personalized gift card. What are you waiting for? To give a sweet gift for under 20 bucks, use code 2222 at checkout at vermontbrownie.com. That's code 2222 to save 10% at vermontbrownie.com. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Hurry, because this offer ends soon.
Lending at Pearl Mortgage. David is looking for an experienced realtor to become his Downers Grove, Lyle, Lombard, Naperville, and Aurora preferred realtor on his top-rated real estate show. The realtor will receive an informational title on David's website. All the leads generated from the show and all the leads generated from the ads David runs on all the stations on which he regularly advertises. The realtor must be experienced and use this opportunity to elevate their business to new heights in 2016. So, if you are a realtor or you know a realtor that fits this description, call David now at 312-751-1333 to learn more about this tremendous opportunity to promote and grow your business. If you are a realtor who doesn't see the value of teaming up with one of the largest producing loan officers in the country and growing your business next year, don't bother calling David at 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
I got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed. Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Batteries.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford Saturday at 7. It's Wolves T-shirt night, sponsored by Hyde and Hine. All right, some quick thank yous before we send it out to Hub in lovely Johnsburg.
We thank our guests today. They were Jed Hoyer, Pete Futak, and Hub Arkish.
Did you forget somebody?
Did I forget somebody?
You killed him.
Oh, Fred Mitchell.
You killed Fred Mitchell.
No, you did.
That's why you already left him, because you killed him. He was talking, and he was talking to you, and then all of a sudden, like everybody else, you smothered him. We thank our crack production staff, Baldy McCoy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Eli Manning's got to keep his gas pedal down. They're going to have to outscore Miami, Mike.
Okay. He is the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Cubs news. Cubs sign free agent outfielder Alex Rios.
We thank you for listening, calling in. We will do it all over again tomorrow. And this shift change has been brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. All right, we're going to send it out to Hub in Johnsburg. Everybody have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
For Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
Don't miss a second of news on your favorite celebrities and artists. Sign up for the Radio.com daily newsletter to receive the most up-to-date news in music and entertainment. Head over to Radio.com/newsletter to sign up today. That's Radio.com/newsletter.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't the place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.